Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me
and
today
is June Liu
from the Box Press Studio, Seth Geis, and from the Vastani Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Sumatra. Good man. My quarterback might be a running mate as a vice president candidate, which is I don't know what. This is definitely the darkest timeline. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I saw that. I was like, I was at the gym and I saw, can you be a president and quarterback? And I was like, what the heck is ESPN trying to figure and talk about? And then Bobby Kennedy's talking about Aaron Rodgers being the VP. Yep.
I thought it was a joke. I thought it was just like busting on, you know, normal off-season stuff, but nope, it's true. I'm like, what is even going on?
I don't even know how the Secret Service would handle that.
Yeah. Can the Secret Service block? Can the Jets hire the Secret Service as the offensive line? Because if so, I'm all over that. Let's do this.
I mean, you know, the crazy thing about it is you'll want to play most of your games in Germany and London, because when they go international, you can have United States military assist.
Oh, yeah. Get some jarheads in there, man.
I mean, nothing like... You know, throwing a football to an F-35 just to clear the way for you. Mm-hmm. So
I can dig it.
All right. So today we are talking about the Espinosa Sumatra Toro.
That is a beautiful cigar, man.
Dude, look at that. That's a sweet looking band.
I mean, it's like 3D there. I feel like it's just popping.
Tattoo.
It's more of a Toro Extra 6x54. Comes out of the La Zona factory in Nicaragua.
Love it.
Wrappers Ecuadorian Sumatra by Binder Filler, both from Nicaragua. It is blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $11.50, and the cigar was released in January of 2024. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Overall, amazing job, Hector. It's pat yourself on the back, buddy. I enjoyed it.
Any more detail?
Okay.
Yeah.
Lot of creaminess.
I bet there was.
It was. Stone fruit, coffee, like a cream coffee thing going on. Las Seis Provincias. Although they're both good, I smoke more of these, and I would like to have these bands and put it in as a wall art.
All right, Seth, how about you?
Gosh, to think that we used to do that, or I used to do that. Not wall art, but listen, the aroma really took me back on this cigar. It was really that classic. I felt Ecuadorian Sumatra from
Free Light aroma.
Relight aroma, man. It took me back like 15 years. So it just had that stone fruitness that you're talking about, leather, spices. First third was kind of delivering some of those cherry qualities, coffee, wood, leather, earth, sweet spices, a little bit of pepper and cinnamon. And that really kind of just remained throughout, medium strength and body, very consistent profile from beginning to end. Yeah. John?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably a good representation of sort of what a classic Sumatra is. So first third kind of started out with a little bit of spice, a little bit of sweet tobacco, and a little bit of wood to finish, and then some delayed pepper on the post-draw, which I think is kind of that signature Espinosa. A little bit of tannic wood came in, about a half inch in, and then tobacco sweetness kind of leading off to offset the pepper. Second, third, kind of a combination of wood, sweet wood, tannic wood. So just kind of a really wood-driven profile, a little bit of baking spices in the center of the retrohale as it settled in, and then a little bit of baking spices in the post-draw. Last third, sweet earth and wood, a little bit of earth kind of fading away as it continued. The earth kind of came back heavily in the bottom half, which was unexpected. Burn was excellent. No issues there. So I had some oddness with the, I had an oddness with the draw. Sorry, my notes were all combined there. It's weird to read. So I had a bit of resistance to it, about 2.5 to 3 notches. So not like bad, just, you know, noticeably a little bit of resistance on the draw. So I kind of came away from this one. Wasn't really my thing. Pretty average experience overall. What about you, Aaron?
Yeah, for me, this cigar with dry earth, toasted cedar, and mild black pepper. Got some mustiness that joined in pretty quickly. Cigar really just maintained that core flavor profile through, you know, with the earth taking the lead at the midpoint of the cigar, but not really much changes from that point. Average, pretty mundane flavor profile throughout. Just kind of focused around that earth, musty, toasted cedar, and black pepper. Nothing exciting, unless you're a fan of earthy and a woody profile, that you're going to love it, but not a cigar I'd really see myself coming back to. You just kind of flat. Yeah. All right. So let's get into the scores. We are going to start with June at 6.57. John gave it a 5.45. I gave it a 5.4, and Seth gave it a 5.25. So June had that 6.57 matchup for you.
Match great. I really enjoyed it. Smoke it again. So everything's good. Next one, please, for the next 6.8 or 7 something, even.
Let's go. All right, John, 5.45.
Yeah, it matches up well. I think it would have probably been around the 5.7 mark. Just the draw kind of held it back a little bit. That matches up well. I didn't really find anything stand out in the profile.
Yeah, my 5.4 matches up well. Average flavor profile throughout. Burn was a bit wavy, and that went out once on me, and the draw was a bit tight, so kind of knocked it down even a bit more for that on construction. So yeah, not a cigar I'm looking to come back to, and it's a shame because this is you know, core line cigar for them. So not great. Maybe another Vitola. I don't know if that's even worthwhile. But all right, Seth, 5.25.
Yeah, you know, 6.57, June really summed it up really well there. So I was disappointed in it. You know, I wanted it to smoke really well. I really do like Sumatra. It had a really nice aroma. So it just, I think the burn and draw were a little off. I think it was a little loose. I think it could have been a little bit, I don't know, I thought a little bit more restricted. I think that would have maybe slowed down the smoking experience. A little bit more complexity as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's a core line, so that's kind of a bum. Hopefully, maybe, you know, it can improve.
Yep.
Next year's batch.
There you go.
One thing to respond to here quickly, Seth. So I had a bit of a resistant draw, and I actually had what I would call maybe a little on the faster side burn. So my total smoking time was 1 hour and 43 minutes. And
that's fast for a cigar this size.
For a Toro, yeah. I would normally track a Toro, you know, really 215 to 245 is kind of my target range. So I don't.
I view that as you enjoy that, so you increase your intensity of draws.
That could be. Now, I have actually smoked a few of these, and I will say the profile is pretty consistent. So, like, I wouldn't say that, you know, this review was in any way different than the other ones that I smoked. So, and they're all Toros. So,
well, there you go. June is consistent.
Yeah.
They're all yours. They're all yours, man.
Yeah.
All right. Wherever your cash is.
When you buy one, buy another one, pretend it's for me and you smoke it.
There you go.
Be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpals.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels and catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Sumatra.